Welcome, everyone. Today is May 30th, 2017. Welcome to the Human Services and Housing Committee. We have our last bill today. So I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 101B. Cassie, please read the bill.
Senate Bill 101B, we have a B9 amendment which replaces the measure and allows DHS or a law enforcement agency to not reveal information about a child abuse investigation to the school as a condition of the investigation. The amendment prohibits a school administrator or staff member from notifying any person other than DHS or law enforcement of the investigation or disclosing information obtained during the investigation. The amendment specifies that the school district, school administrator, or staff member may not be held liable for civil damages as a result of compliance with notification and disclosure prohibitions, and specifies that the application of the provisions to the interview of the suspected victim and not to the person who is suspected of committing the abuse. And the amendment declares an emergency effective upon passage. There is no fiscal and no revenue impact, and the Senate vote was 28-0 with two excused.
Okay, can I have a motion, Vice Chair Sanchez?
Chair Kinniger, I move to adopt the B9 amendments dated May 26, 2017.
Vice Chair Sanchez moves to adopt the B9 amendments dated May 26, 2017. Is there discussion? Yes.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I want to thank everybody who worked to get to this point. I absolutely understand the need for this bill, but I have to admit that since I've worked in the schools, investigated in the schools, and then worked from an administrator position in a relationship with the schools, I had to be brought up to speed. I was a little concerned with some of the things. So this amendment actually addresses my concerns and the concerns of my superintendents in my district with regard to civil liability, so I appreciate that, and a little bit of framework regarding when it is appropriate to discuss for an administrator the happenings around the school. So I appreciate everybody's work. And I think we've got a bill that's good moving forward.
Well, that's great. And it sounds like there's some more work to be done in the future about how investigations happen, how much training there is, who should be there, whether they should be recorded, if it's admissible, if there's not another witness. There's a lot of questions that came up that we know are much, much bigger questions than what this bill was trying to do in terms of making sure that there was some clarity around just the school environment. But in terms of how do you do that initial investigation at all, I think it brought up a lot of good questions. So I'm guessing that you may want to work on that in the next year.
Sure. And I will go ahead and comment now as opposed to on the main bills is this is not a substitute for relationships.
Right.
And my experience in working in a couple different school districts, relationships are everything in being able to be effective. So I know that we'll continue to work on those.
Yeah, great. Okay, any further discussion on the amendment? Any objection? Seeing none, they are adopted.
Chair Kinniger, I move Senate Bill 101B as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
Vice Chair Sanchez moves Senate Bill 101B as amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Any further discussion on the bill? All right, seeing none, Ashley, please call the roll.
Representative Gorsuch?
Excused.
Representative Meek?
Aye.
Representative Newman?
Aye.
Representative Noble?
Aye.
Representative Gorsuch?
Aye.
Representative Stark?
Yes.
Vice Chair Olson?
Excused.
Vice Chair Sanchez?
Aye.
Chair Kinniger?
Aye. The motion passes.
Nice.
Representative Noble, would you like to carry this?
I would be happy to carry this. Thank you.
Great. All right. Thank you. Let me have a close the work session. And before we adjourn, this may be our last meeting in this room. I want to remind you that we're meeting at DHS offices 8:30 on Thursday for kind of a quick walkthrough, meet some of the people, have a very brief celebration there. We expect it to take no more than an hour, so you can get back here hopefully by 9:45. After that, hopefully you've all seen the email that Cassie sent out about some ideas for different field trips. Might be nice to get out of the building in the next 6 weeks. So please respond to that. I think as long as three people want to go, I think it's worth setting up. I will count myself as one of them for all but the Child Abuse Assessment Center, which I've already seen. but there's one. So if two more people want to do any of the others, I'd love to have company. And if there's any hot topic that you would like an informational hearing on, it's a great time because we all have this time scheduled. But I also think there's kind of burnout and there's only so much that your mind can take. So I don't want to force that at all. But if there is a hot topic or after a couple of weeks you really miss each other and you want to come back together and hear something, I'd love to hear that. And also, you know, when we have our September hearings, any of the topics that you would like more information on or suggested speakers, very open to hearing that. And additionally, if there are things that you want to be working on in the next year, task forces, Tim Inman, as Chief of Staff to Speaker Kotek, has asked that we let people know if there's particular formal or informal work groups that you'd like to be on in the human services and housing field.
So do we talk to Tim about that then?
Yeah, or let us know just okay. So we can, yeah, you can CC both of us.
One thing, yep. So for our office and our expanded role, we're doing more research. If there are any topics or things that you want further research done, I'm happy to field those questions and do some digging for information, both individually or as a committee as well. So,
yeah.
And I'm not sure how to form this in, as an answer or even a question. I really hope that we will monitor the housing issues nonstop, literally, and I could see some hot topics perhaps coming out of that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. That'd be great. Okay. Well, all right. Again, please read Cassie's email. Let us know about field trips, future information sessions, work groups. And with that, we're adjourned. Sessions, work groups.